There was a time when you got pushed around. Circumstances came, and the enemy used people, and you got pushed around. And I see even old pain of old betrayals. But God's done a great work of healing, one. I see old scars that have been healed. God's done a work of restoration and healing. And not only that, but he's been demonstrating to you there's already an anointing on you for healing, for praying for healing. I'm talking about physical healing. There's an anointing on you already. I see the oil dripping off your hands. And he's already taken you through a time of discovering him as the bridegroom. He's brought to you a sense of intimacy. And there's been a clarity in devotions that God's brought to you. This is a lot of work that God's done, and you're in a really good place. Now, I see God taking you into a time when you're going to be a like a relational linchpin. You know what a linchpin is? That central pivot, whatever, linchpin. God's going to make you a relational linchpin. And I see other people who are being pushed around by circumstance and emotion and the devil and darkness and all these things. I see people who are being pushed around who are going to begin to relate to you. I'm sure some already are, but there's a whole new cadre of people coming into your life. New relationships that have no relationship to old things. Brand new. And I see them coming in. And so just to imagine, you're the linchpin. You're that little center part. And I see all these people, and they've been pushed around and shoved about, and every wind of doctrine and whatever has been washing them all over the place. But I see them connecting to you, and all of a sudden you become this linchpin, and they get steady. It's like, now they're still doing this swinging around and stuff, but all of a sudden there's going to be a stability that you're the linchpin. So I just believe you're also a very polite lady, that you're not one to just go stick your nose in or be brassy. But God says that, my daughter, this is a time for you to assert what I have put in you. This is not a time to draw back with an observation. That is, you see this, you go, oh, I know what that is. I ran into that in such and such a year. That I know what that is, but you sort of draw back with the observation. Not saying anything to anybody. But God says this is not a time to draw back with the observation, but rather this is a time to reach out and believe that I am going to take the observation, the experience, and the healing in you, and I'm going to combine it with a present-day anointing, that this person will not have to go through all the things you went through or saw, but there is a power of God that's going to come from you to solidify, is the wrong word, stabilize them. So God, this is not a time to draw back. This is a time to become more forceful than you ordinarily would in your natural self. God says, well done. Second, in addition to this anointing I see on you to be a linchpin, I see that you have grabbed hold of the Word of God, and God gives me this vision of, you ever been to the circus and you see this lady where they let down this long rope and she grabs hold of the rope of the end of the thing with her mouth, with the little, and then they lift her up and she does the acrobatics? That's the vision God gives me, and what that is you make it a confession. This is the Word of God. This is my confession. This is the Word of God, and I'm not going to take it back. And no matter what you do, you lift me up in the air and spin me around, I'm not going to let go of the Word of God that's in my mouth. Now, so there is a confession of the Word of God that's in you that's, I don't want to use the word dogged because that's not polite, but is persistent. And so God says, well done. And with that also, God's going to begin to use you. There's something about the proclamation, the delivery of the Word of God that's going to be very important. And I see you getting up alongside of these people that are being blown all over the place. And you just begin to declare the Word of God to them. And I'm to tell you, don't be afraid of being preachy. I'm not saying to be preachy, because you're not preachy. But I think there would be something that would draw back in you for fear of sounding preachy. Does that make sense? Did that make sense to anybody? Okay, all right. Well, it's Friday night. I needed to make sure. So don't draw back. There's a declaration and a delivery of the Word of God you're supposed to be doing that's going to impact and change lives. Now, if you're not doing it, you need to open up your home. I don't know if you do that, but there's a gift of hospitality on you to open up your home and make it a place of healing, restoration, and instruction. God will use you there. He's going to bring people to you. You're not going to have to go find anybody. You're going to have strangers come up to you in all different situations. You're going to see it in a grocery store line. You're going to see it at the drugstore. You're going to see it walking down the street. You're going to see it in a restaurant. You're going to see all three of these, grocery store, drugstore, restaurant, within the next 10 to 15 days. Say 15 days. Just a stranger. And it's just going to be assigned to you. Don't expect that to continue. But God's going to give you those three signs so you can understand that what I'm talking about is real. And then as people come into your life, make a place for them. Why don't you come to my house for coffee? Why don't you come visit? Why don't you come for supper? Why don't you come and let's get together and do something or do whatever, and God's going to use your home. He's going to open it right up. Last, I have a vision of you like a clamshell opening right up. There's sweet meat inside, and God's just bringing you into a new time. He's bringing you out from back here and putting you right out front, and he's going to open you up, and you're going to see people come in. You're going to impact their lives. There's a little thing about children, ministering to children, but it's not the main thing. Okay? But don't turn that down, but it's not the main thing. Okay? All right. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey. Is that me? Check, test. All right. I'm good. There'll be crackles in my... Check. All right. Well, that's really irritating. God says that the rest of your life is going to be more exciting and more adventurous and more even fulfilling than your life has been thus far. He just showed me that you're going to be walking places you've never walked before. I really specifically saw that. You're going to spend a lot of time walking. And God even says that he's going to bring some healing to you for you to be able to do that. That there's going to be a new spring in your step, that you've had experience in the past with walking a lot. You know how to do it. But God says that you're going to walk in new places. I see walking on sands and mountains and just beautiful places. There's traveling ahead of you. And part of that also is God is making you into a cash flow manifold. If you can picture what the manifold on a car is, it takes an exhaust and it splits it up, right? And so what I see is that you're going to get to know people and ministries and things that you're doing and things that other people are doing. And God's going to use you to take money from other places and be the manifold that funnels it out to all those different ministries and all those different people and to the things that you want to do. And so God says to start looking for opportunities, start to keep an eye out for people that have money and get to know them. I know, right? Crazy. But God says get to know them. That He's going to give you supernatural favor and even natural favor, that you've got a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom. You know how to relate to people, and God says he's made you that way on purpose because he's going to bring relationships into your life that would require that. People will have a respect for you because of the way you carry yourself and the way you speak. And so God says to go after it, to have faith, to step out. And also, the other half of that is watching for ministries and watching for new startup ministries and even businesses and things that you want to do that you've never had the guts to do. God says to watch for those things and believe that he will fund them, that he'll use you to fund things. And part of that also is as you're seeing these things, new people and new Christians, new ministries, etc., he's going to use you to quilt them together. I saw you quilting. And there's, I don't know if you quilt, but it's an interesting thing. You're piecing together all these different fabrics, and you're making them into one new thing. And God says he's going to use you to do that with people, with the relationships you're going to build over the coming years, quilting relationships together. And he'll use you to fund them. I see you in your later years being like a grandmother to a bunch of people, that are not just your kids. They're like, they're your spiritual children. They're people that look to you for just advice. But you're going to be just surrounded by people. Really felt like I was supposed to tell you that young people need to hear the stuff that you have to say. There's things that you see in saved and unsaved alike. You see things in the culture. You see things in the children around you. And you think things like, young people today, they don't understand. And God says, you're right. You're dead on. And that they need to hear it. And he says, don't be afraid of the cultural differences, that you need to be yourself and not try to be different at all. But you just need to go and speak the words that you have, because there's going to be a reception. God says that there's going to be several times when you say things, and there's going to be a wall that comes up in that kid's heart, that teenager's heart. And you can tell that this person is not hearing what you're trying to say. But God says, be patient, because the seed that you cast will bear fruit. And that in years to come, people are going to come back to you who have grown up and say, thank you so much for saying that, because God used it so much. So speak the word. And just, you're in for a serious adventure. And I feel like I need to pray for you just for stamina and for even healing. There's some kind of a healing that God wants to do just to empower you to do this physically. So, Father God, we thank you for the fact that you bought healing on the cross, Lord. And Isaiah, it says, you bore our infirmities on the cross. It's by your stripes we're healed. And David said, my soul, forget not thy benefits, that he heals all of your diseases. And so, Father, we pray healing on our sister. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the sickness and against the lies that have come into her mind, saying that she can't be as active as she once was. Lord, we say yes to adventure and life and to healing. We receive this healing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And I sense to tell you that the Lord says that you're entering into a season of acceleration. God says, I'm accelerating things. I even see a picture of you planting. And as you planted a seed, I saw the Lord coming behind you and adding a layer of miracle grow, where there's a quick sprout coming forth. And I hear the Lord saying, you're accelerating. I'm reminding you who you are. I'm breaking off even the season of old. God says it's a season, just as in we shift from winter to spring, we go from closet to closet and shift the wardrobes. I hear the Lord saying, I'm bringing out the new wardrobe for you in this season, a new garment of praise I'm dressing you in, says the Lord, so that you can run and not be weary. The Lord says there's a new endurance coming to you, where even as the storm would come, the Lord says, I've anointed you to fly above the storm. God says, not through, where as before you've gone through and you've been tattered. And even so, I hear the Lord saying, I'm renewing your shield of faith. There's a shield of faith that I see you holding, and it's been protecting you, and it's served its purpose this long. But I see that it's been penetrated. It's old and tattered, and it's as if the Lord's saying, I'm renewing a new shield of faith. I'm even removing darts that have pierced through, darts that have actually penetrated and have affected your confidence. For the Lord would say, I'm even lifting up your head. I'm the lifter of your head. And I see a picture of you running towards a wall, and you've mustered up all that you could muster to climb that wall and scale that wall, and you've gotten to the top, and even from the top, you thought, whoa, this is high. And I heard the Lord saying, you got up there, and God says, you've gone too far to turn back. For the Lord says, I'm behind you. I'm even giving you a new strength in this hour to tackle the promised land that I have for you. The Lord says, you've seen it from afar, but it's as if though you've not quite walked it out yet. You've not stepped into that place yet. But God says, this will be a time of tasting and seeing that place that I have for you is actually there, and that you will walk in that place and in that destiny. For the Lord says, even now, there's worship is going to grow in intensity in your life. There's a new worship warrior that's coming out in you, says the Lord, that you're going to go forth and you're going to lock in with that tenacity where you will say, you know, I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going in. And I even hear you saying, you know, phone off the hook, things off. I'm not available. It's me and the Father. So the Lord says that as this in this season, as things grow in intensity, know that I am in fact shifting things in your life. I'm bringing things together. And as you look, you'll realize that God has been shifting and putting things in place just as you've trusted him to do so. So you're where the Lord would have you. I hear the Lord also saying to you, well done in obedience. And there's more ahead. The Lord says, I'm increasing the quality of your life. It's going to be better. And I'm even giving you good night's sleep, says the Lord. So we release that over you now, and we seal the prophetic words in Jesus' name.
Father, just pray right now that all these words, Lord, just sense the agreement of the Spirit here. And Father, bring all these words to pass. Lord, let not a single one fall to the ground, but do your work in the name of Jesus. Amen.